USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met Sunday with the chairman of the Hyundai Motor Group in Seoul, South Korea, applauding the automaker's pledge to invest some $10 billion in U.S. factory-based production of electric vehicles and related technologies, including a factory in Georgia.
And the new facility should be rolling out the latest electric vehicles and batteries to power them by 2025.
Biden on the second half of his Asian trip, arriving in Tokyo Sunday afternoon. The United States is sending more money to Ukraine. The U.S. sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip in Asia. Administration officials believe the $40 billion will be enough to keep Ukraine afloat through the current fiscal year. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Gas prices are holding somewhat steady this weekend. AAA reporting the national average cost for a gallon of regular is $4.59 a gallon. That's up from the average a week ago of $4.12. Andy Lipow is the president of Lipow Oil Associates. He doesn't see any end in sight regarding high energy and gas prices.
We're looking at high gasoline and other energy prices for the foreseeable future. The fact of the matter is that oil demand around the world is continuing to grow while the supply is more difficult to come by.
Johnny Depp will once again take the witness stand Monday in his defamation trial against Amber Heard. A source telling the entertainment website Deadline that Depp will be called by the defense as a witness a little over 2 weeks since he last appeared on the stand. Next week will mark the final week to the trial, with the defense expected to rest their case early in the week. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A Republican congressman is calling into question why the Supreme Court leaker still has not been identified.
It's been almost 3 weeks since a leaker disclosed a draft document from the Supreme Court indicating a decision to overturn the 1973 Roe versus Wade ruling on abortion may be in the works. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax says at least some of the justices have to know who the guilty party is.
I think that we all could probably agree that the justices that were appointed by Democrat presidents know who the leaker was. So it is known by some of the participants there who actually released that information. What bothers me is not only the undermining that it did of the institution and the trust factor that these folks have with each other now. It makes it very difficult to work with each other, to have these conversations, to have a good open debate.
The Department of Homeland Security is scrapping their disinformation board, and Republicans are applauding the move.
Just when you think you've heard every boneheaded idea coming out of Washington, D.C., you hear another one like this.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas saying nobody asked for this, and he's glad the project has been placed on pause. NASCAR drivers getting ready to strap in Sunday at Texas Motor Speedway for NASCAR's annual All-Star Race. The green flag drops at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.